fucking shush me because I'm gonna slap the fuck out of you.
Girl, it was a reference to fucking Lord.
Fuck you.
Ow! Ow! Oh my god, ow! I hit her. It was a reference to Lord. You know the Lord videos? Yeah.
Shh, shh. Ah, I am my mother's child. Love you till my breathing stops.
Now, this is okay, Lord. This is okay, Lord slander, because we are Lord stans.
Yeah, I love her.
Don't get it twisted.
I am my mother's child. Girl, that hurt my hand.
Are you okay?
No, that didn't hurt my fucking hand.
That hurt my hand so bad.
See, because you're a little fucking bitch, and that's how you know you would lose in a fight to me, so don't ever fucking step up to me, because I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
It's because I have so much love for you, and I would never, ever do that to you, that I know I would lose in a fight, because I would lay down immediately.
No, you're fucking competitive ass. You would fucking try to beat the shit out of me, and then you'd be embarrassed.
My competitive ass... When you fought me on an argument today that
I won. My competitive ass when I got 7 kills in Fortnite today.
She did. It was actually
I was fucking killing it, but somebody had a tank, so they murdered me.
Yeah. If only you would have just followed my directions. I said, don't go down that side of the hill.
Don't fucking talk to me while I'm playing my damn game. I am tapped in. I'm not listening to you bitches.
I said, don't go down that hill. Do not go down that hill. And you went down the hill and he died in the storm.
Is 7 good for you or... Is it like a lot for you?
I've never seen you play Fortnite. That's the funny thing. No Fortnite, no bitches. What do you have?
His white skin.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Ugly. And look at how it's look at how it is aging. I'm sorry, Kai. No, you look beautiful. You're a beautiful man.
Thank you.
I have a picture of Kai in my passenger seat that I took to send to a friend like the other day. And literally, like, the person I sent it to was like, wow, Kai looks beautiful in that.
Wait,
wow.
What?
Send it to him.
Yeah, send me that. And then
you saw it because you were next to me and you wouldn't shut up. And you looked at my phone to see the picture and you were like, I look good there.
Really?
Yeah.
I must have blacked out from serotonin.
The Kai and Inya, or the Kai and Inya podcast. Sorry, I forgot. Let me untwist my legs because I'm really insecure. Someone commented on my weird-ass legs, how I sit, and I...
That is valid because you sit like a fucking little licorice, like, swirl.
What
like you
did
little...
you just call me? What was that?
No, like a Twizzler. How the Twizzlers are twisted.
That's a new slur. I'm writing that down.
Calling you a licorice twirl.
Look, I immediately went back.
It is
right
really
back.
Comfortable.
No, it's nice.
But it makes it's squeezing my member in a way that's very
you know, that's why I sit like that. That's why I sit like that because it squeezes my
balls. To give some pressure
balls.
To your member.
Yeah, no, I am sitting like this and I already have really bowed legs. Like when I walk, like my like fibula and what is it? Not femur. It's fibula and tibia are like literally like bowed out already. So when I walk, it looks really fucking weird. And when I do this, it like bows them out more. I just can feel my bones bending.
We were so mean as kids, like literally pointed because it'd be like, damn, you're bow-legged as fuck.
No,
like,
same.
That is mean.
I had a friend who had the duck feet that went, wait, is duck feet, there's one that goes in and one that goes out.
When you're duck footed? No, duck footed is when you stand like this.
Yeah, his went in like this and he would...
I wanted to be duck footed because all the cute girls who were like sneakerheads had their like size 3 feet turned in like that. And I was one of those girls who was like...
You know, and sometimes in photos, I'll just tweak my feet a little bit in because it's really cute. And I'm just like, that's just cutesy. Oh, don't look at my socks.
Why? Are those your Coachella socks?
No.
Oh. I was
Girl,
gonna
no.
You dirty motherfucker.
No, these are
no,
my...
No, instead Drew didn't have socks and he asked for my
no,
socks.
No, I had socks, but I wore too many pairs and I wore a pair to sleep. And they felt like they were gluing to my skin already. And I was like, I'm not wearing these today.
Wait, are those mid-low-rise socks?
Bitch, you're mid-low-rise socks.
Oh, my God. You are mid as fuck.
No, yes, they are. They are. And everybody in the comments saying all their fucking weird-ass little things about my socks. Like, no, you can't buy them.
No, you can't buy them.
Yeah.
So we went to Coachella.
That shit was fucking lit.
That shit was mid-city. Oh my God. I literally felt like I went to Midtown in
you
Miami.
You are literally
like,
so
Midtown.
Ungrateful. It's insane. You can't... That's one thing about Enya is she can't like anything. That's
no,
the
one thing about
thing.
Me is I'm going to keep it real and y'all are on fucking meth. That's why you're having fun. Like, that's one thing about me is I won't be joining y'all doing meth. Like, that's the thing about me.
Yeah, fair. Me when literally, I literally no wanted to do bad. I wanted to do Molly so fucking bad. I was like, I'm gonna let loose. I'm
Drew
gonna
is relive. All talk.
I'm like, I'm gonna let loose like I did in high school and go fucking crazy and melt my brain and put holes in my brain and like I'm gonna have fun and I'm gonna be depressed for a week. And when it came down to it, I couldn't do it. I was too scared. I was scared.
I mean, you know what it is? It's like but you have to like agree with me. I'm not being a belligerent hater. Literally to everyone who I talk to about it, I'm like, it is just not for me. Like, I can see how it's fun for other people, but for me, I just like genuinely didn't get that. And that's okay. Like, that's okay it wasn't for me. Like, it's okay. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I just don't think it was for me. I'm really like, I love live music. I think that was my biggest error was I got the chance to go. I got given a ticket. So I was like, dude, I'm going to go. Like, if I'm getting given tickets, like, I'm going to go with me and my friends. It's going to be fun. But the thing was, I wasn't dying to see anybody on the lineup. And that was my first, like, big problem. You see how I can't talk without you trying to take attention? You're going to Girl. Fucking hell and you're going to perish every I single waking moment take, of your fucking afterlife. And I then when you pass away attention. Again, you will go deeper into the pits of fucking hell and you will burn into ashes. And then those ashes will be blown into a fire.
Girl, reincarnation is real.
Yeah, your fucking reincarnation is going to be a duck and I'm going to fucking shoot it because I'm going to be a hunter in my next life. Oh my God. Sorry, that's just the
truth. I wasn't even trying to take attention. You just took away attention from yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Fair.
It's true.
You. Come on, keep going with the Coachella shit.
I wasn't saying anything.
You said that you didn't like Coachella.
Was I talking? I was literally not talking.
No,
fine. I loved me Coachella. Coachella was lit.
The thing is, Drew was miserable like 8 times. Like 8 times each day, he had a moment where he would just be silent and walking off, and me and Orion would be like, "Okay, like let
yeah,
him."
Yeah, it's because
like,
I got called a slur one time.
No, you after that you weren't even phased. It was literally like, what was it?
You were lying because I was depressed, and then I got a shot in me, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna live my life. Were they wrong? No. they were telling the
I
truth.
I guess, no, you were. But the times I'm thinking of you throwing a fit, that's not when you throw a fit. That wasn't throwing a fit. You were having, like, a normal reaction to something that was, like, fucking offensive and mean. But, like, I'm talking about, like, I don't remember what it was. There were, like, 3 instances where you just, like, I don't know what bothered you, but you just went silent. And you would just walk and me and Orion would be like, all right, let's just let him, like, walk, like, 500 feet in silence.
The first instance was the Venmo. For the little buggy, for the petty bike, that shit was a fucking nightmare.
The thing about Drew is what Drew will be is pushed over the edge by a minor inconvenience. That is what
one,
Drew will
one
be.
One thing about me is I will be angry. That's one
thing. You will
thing.
Be angry about a minor inconvenience. Because like, we had literally the nicest driver for those bikes you could take to the entrance. Like, he was just like, oh yeah, like.
I wasn't angry with the driver.
No, I don't think you were angry with him. But that's, I'm just like, let me finish. Like, he wasn't like pressuring you, but you put pressure on yourself to get, like, we didn't have service and the driver was just fine. He was like, oh yeah, like that's why
I feel his energy.
He was like, yeah, that's why I usually tell people to do it like over there because this happens. And he
was
just like,
no one's allowed to tell me anything ever.
And he was just standing there waiting.
If I'm wrong, no one can tell me I'm wrong.
And everybody was just silent waiting. And I think the silence is what killed Drew. Drew literally was just like, oh my fucking God, oh my fucking God. Like to himself. No, not one person. Then Orion was like, oh, I'll try on my phone. And like, we were just, like, standing there, and Drew just, like, kept getting mad, and it was literally making me laugh so much. I was like,
I can't believe this is happening to
no,
me.
No, he was
right
like,
now.
This is literally the worst day of my fucking life. That, the thing about Drew is he's going to say it's the worst day of his life every
it does,
single day.
It does not get worse than the worst day of my life every single day. And, well, that's the thing, is every single day is the worst day of my life. If you live like that, the good days are better. Damn! Damn!
You didn't say anything just now. You literally
live your life like the worst. Live your life like every day is the worst day of your life because it can only go up from there. That is actually a bar. It's like live your life like it's the last day. No. I do not agree with that. Not for a split second.
Because the thing is, that saying doesn't make sense because if it was my last day, I would literally just kill myself. Oh my God. but yeah,
I'm so sorry you feel like that. We can get through this.
Ew.
We can get through this.
We can get through this.
This is our new handshake.
The thing is,
we're like, why do we keep getting demonetized? It's like, I'm not fingering your fucking hand pussy right now.
All me and Drew.
Your,
oh, wait.
Your ham pussy.
Drew is on his computer today, and I went in and I was like, oh my God, oh my God. And like, he had his headphones in, and I just went, Drew. And I started pointing to his member, and I was like, please.
Oh,
and
girl, like, I thought you were bringing up when we were in the bed when you were looking at Christian's, or when you need the calendar.
No.
That was scary.
Dude, he is such a fucking tweak. Literally, I grabbed his iPad and I go, calendar. Like, I was like, I need to see the calendar. And he snatched his iPad from me. He's like, no, you don't know what's in there. And I was like, what is on your calendar? I was like, and I was trying to think. I was like, is he planning a trip that he hasn't told me about that he's like anxious about? Like, what the fuck could he be doing? Bitch, we opened the calendar app. And it gave the thing that of when an app is open for the first time. Like, the instructions for the calendar app.
You can never be too protective.
I was expecting the schedule to be completely blocked out with Grindr dates. Like, literally.
Yeah. With the notifications on, too. Yeah. But it literally was, like, an unused app. And then...
I'm just scared that maybe something's somewhere.
One time someone went to use my computer and they saw that I was watching something. And then see, that's like,
that is easily the most embarrassing thing that could ever happen to me. Is if y'all found out what type of porn I watch, I would actually have to kill myself.
I tell y'all what I watch. I don't give a fuck.
I mean, y'all
what
know
are y'all
what
gonna
I
do. Y'all, oh, you're gonna kill me. Oh, who's gonna sue me?
It's different. Like, y'all know what I watch.
But to, I but know to see
to
it.
See what I watch is a different story.
I know
makes
what
my
you mean.
Skin fucking
you know what's
raw.
So funny is the way that I used to watch porn just on my tab and then delete my history until you were like, oh, I just do it in incognito and that actually changed my life.
I see so many people that have their phone in or infinite incognito mode, and I'm like, I know you're watching porn in that browser. Look, do this. Open an incognito tab, then close out the incognito tab and go back. And it's even more secretive.
Yeah.
But I, Kai, let me see your phone.
Oh, fuck. It's in private browsing mode.
See?
But not for what you
No,
would
but
think.
That's because Kai swears somebody wants to hack him.
Yeah, Kai.
Kai's one of those three. He swears the government is watching him, of all people.
I do.
He's always incognito mode because the government's watching him.
Yeah, because we want to see what Kai is doing on his phone. Bitch, he'd be like, open Robin Hood, open IG. He also deleted like the wallet app because he doesn't use real money because he's a little freak and he lives on the fucking internet.
And yeah, Kai, I give you permission. Go ahead, explain it.
Explain
what?
Crypto? Oh my fucking God, crypto. Like, I literally threw a slam dunk for you, and you airballed the slam dunk.
You did not, like, two people in this room had no idea
like,
what you were talking
explain
about.
Explain what?
I guarantee Josh knows what I was talking about.
Josh is not listening. He just left the house.
Yeah, go ahead and
embarrass me. No, the way it's silent.
Me.
It's silent.
Y'all are literally constantly
y'all
trying to bring
literally,
me down.
Y'all are you're drunk.
See, constantly
you're drunk.
Trying to bring me down. It's crazy. The vibes in here are fucking crazy. And it's like scary. It's almost, it's like, it's this is a dangerous space for me. Every time I sit in this seat with you and Kai next to me, it becomes a dangerous hostile environment.
Write a fucking book about it.
I might have to.
I'm so affectionate and nice to you.
That's true. Inya, however, is a hostile winch. A wimp.
I am the only person keeping this psychopath grounded in reality.
Inya like, texted me today. Inya texted me and was like, Drew, you are like literally clinically insane. Like out of nowhere. And I was like, oh my God, what did I do? Like actually, what did I do? Like did I do something wrong? And then I like, she didn't text back and I was like, what? She didn't text me back. So I had to call her and I was like, why did you say that about me? And then when I was on the phone with her, it was like, she was having a conversation with someone else. And I was like, oh my fucking God. Like I literally like did something to make her actually angry with me. Like, I don't know what I did. And then she was just like, oh, we were just talking shit about you. And then, like, we were kind of just like, Drew's insane.
Yeah, we were literally, it was me and Elsie. We were just like, Drew is genuinely like a clinically insane person.
It's okay. Like, people talk shit about me. I'm used to it. Oh. Yeah. Coachella, ever heard of it? Oh,
me when I've
read?
Only been one place ever and I have to keep the fucking mementos.
No, see, one thing about me is I will keep a souvenir and it's gonna
I say that like I don't keep every fucking like pass or ticket.
I
that
put
I
a Claro sticker on my wall.
Yeah, I have that. I have that one, the Tyler one, and I have both of those tickets still.
Yeah, I was like, this is a cute memento. Wait, isn't there a movie called Memento?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm just flexing my like damn
oh my
I was showing shoulder like
yeah you look sexy.
I know for a split second someone was like okay he looks good right now I know that for a fact.
Yeah. I mean,
it's the way that I'm sexy.
Out of that many people, there is the chance of one other clinically insane person watching who thought that.
No, there were 32,000 people. Like, I'm not even joking. I genuinely believe there are 32,000 people on this earth that see me. And, like, how many people have jerked off to me? Like, at least 32,000.
Are you actually on that? I'm dead
fucking serious. Like,
you are actually dead serious. You are, like, belligerently delusional right now. 32,000?
There are people watching this right now where they're like kind of embarrassed and they're like, oh my God, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
They're thinking of like something naughty they did.
I think you are Timothée Chalamet. Like, I genuinely think you are like on the same level as Timothée Chalamet.
No, Timothée Chalamet is ugly as shit, except for in Dune. He'll get that pass. Me, I'm...
You can't The thing is, you can't just say things about our friends like on a public
platform. Girl, he like knows that like we're still friends. Like, I can call my friend ugly. And I can call my friend sexy like Kai. Kai is sexy and we're still friends.
You think Kai is sexy and Timothée Chalamet is ugly?
Yes.
Yep.
There really are different people everywhere.
Like, Kai to me is more attractive than Timothée Chalamet.
No way.
I swear to God. Genuinely? On everything. Oh yeah, my 100%. God.
100%. Can we pause for a second?
Why? No, are you going to cream?
Wait, Kai, I'm gonna cream.
We're going to hear his member thumping against the bottom of the fucking table.
Pulsing. It's pulsing.
My member is literally fucking thumping.
I'm blushing. Drew, you make me blush.
Yeah, I know. Like that's what
y'all are fucking.
I was like, yeah, that's what I do to people, like making it about myself somehow. Like, I actually am that shit crazy. That's the craziest part. Oh, is this on?
Yeah, but I mean it's
fuck me. Fuck.
Sounds good.
Why would I do that? Like, why would I do that? That's what makes you so crazy.
And you had a miserable Coachella experience.
No, okay. The thing is, what's annoying is, like, I didn't have a miserable experience. Like, everybody...
I'm just pushing your buttons.
Okay, everybody kept... No, because I did hear from people being like, you're, like oh, we want to see... Like, literally, people were telling me to smile. And I was like, I can just, like, be somewhere and not be having the time of my life.
You're a pretty girl,
but
smile.
But I'm not somebody who goes out and I'm like... fucking grinning from ear to ear every day of my life anyway. So I don't know why in the middle of the desert with lungs shooting up my fucking ass and down my throat, dust. Which is like, what?
Dust.
What did I say?
Lungs. Wow. How the fuck are you going to shoot lungs up
your ear? So I was thinking about organs up my ass and down my throat and I like fucked it up.
There's nothing I love more than telling a girl to smile. And
I know, like, you're like all
the
girls.
That
every
would
girl
imply
watching...
that you were talking to girls. And off top, you're not doing that.
All girls should just smile more. Like, you'd be more pretty.
You'd be way more
be way more pretty if you smiled more.
Yeah.
And don't wear makeup.
Actually, though.
Anyway, I'm just like, I can't
don't
be,
mean makeup.
I literally can't
that
be even...
actually, that was too real, Kai.
What did you say? No.
He just said, he was like, actually, though. But it was...
Girl, real. You look so much better without makeup. Also, you should smile more.
And you should, like, twerk.
Yeah,
you should wear short
you should
skirts.
Wear like a skirt, like, so when you twerk that ass has freedom to like
that's
shake.
What I was saying to you the whole time. And yeah,
I was literally grinding my fucking butt on you.
I know, me and Inya were grinding like we've never grinded before. It was crazy. And but so were me and Orion.
Yeah, we were all like on one, but it was just because like you have the thing about Coachella is you do have to shake that ass. Mm-hmm. Like, you really do. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I just like, I don't know, I something about it, like, it wasn't clicking for me. I went and I felt like I had to, like, have a drink to, like, be, like, free and, like, feel okay about being there.
And when I did get that drink in me, I would have a blast. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that's kind of what it is, I feel like.
But, I don't, like that. Like, I think I just wanted to go there and just immediately be, like, satisfied with being there. But then I was like, oh, wait, I actually don't think this is, like, my kind of scene. Like,
yeah.
I just don't think it was for me. Like, I also, like, didn't, like... dress up. Like, I didn't like buy outfits for it. I really just went because I was like, oh, I want to go experience it, which that was my downfall, is wanting to have a no experience. Mm. You should just stick to what you know and like never leave the house.
True. I mean, for me, that shit was a blast.
Yeah, Drew did have fun.
I had fun. Although there were moments where like I was miserable, I feel like that's like part of the Coachella like experience, is like you'd be very miserable for the first 2 hours. Then you have a drink and then you have a fucking blast and you walk through these thick ass crowds of like sweaty, disgusting humans looking at all of them in the face. And you're like, damn, like, you're a human being and you're having so much fucking fun. and like this is your escape and you're literally living your best life. And I don't know why, but there was a moment when I was walking out of the Baby Keem concert. I know I've told y'all both this, but I was like literally
had the same moment where we were like, holy shit.
I had tears welling in my eyes where I was like, damn, like we're all in this shit together. Like, even though the world's ending in 3 years, like we're still gonna have fun.
It was sweet, but also scared me because I was like, oh my God. When we were walking out of that crowd, it was just like bright lights on people's faces. So I was really seeing everyone's face and everyone was looking at me because I was just walking towards like through them. So obviously they were just going to look at the person walking past them. So I was just making eye contact. I think I made eye contact within the span of 2 minutes with 200 fucking humans. And that actually freaked me out because then again, like we were saying in the last episode, I'm like, oh my God, like humans are like, it's humans watching this. Like I'm like, I like to think I'm self-aware where I'm like, okay, yeah, everybody on the internet is like an individual with their own life, but it's very easy, especially in the past 3 years when like your interactions with human has like been cut down so much to what it used to be, like physically being in that space and like seeing all these people. And I was like, holy shit, every number on the internet is like there's a real person behind that number. And that is so fucking scary. And that was like actually freaking me out. And then I was like, oh my God, there's so many people here. Like there's 250,000 people here right now in this plot of land. And that is so fucking insane. And it was actually greening me out. Also, I got high and I think it just made me sleepy. So I was like, I want to go lay down.
Yeah.
I just like, I literally like the pictures I posted on IG. Like I genuinely was about to take a nap. And then I was cracking up and I was like, this is so funny. I'm like at Coachella right now, like laying on the ground, like begging to go to sleep.
Yeah. My favorite sets of Coachella were in no specific order. Baby Keem, Spiritualized, Caroline Polachek. That bitch can yodel. Like she can sing.
She can sing her fucking ass. She can
perform, and all of her like hand movements and gestures. I was like, oh, like not only are you like a incredible live singer, but like you like know how to move your body, which like is just really surprising to me when anybody can do it because I literally can't.
Oh, you move your body when well, you
like,
need to.
Yeah, like in bed with you.
Yeah, I know that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
like that's the thing.
Well, keep going. Sorry.
I really enjoyed the last bit of Flume's set. That was like a really like a full circle moment for me. I was like, oh wow, like this is really big for me right now. Who else did we see? I saw Harry Styles, and like leading up to Harry Styles, I was like, this shit's gonna be boring. Like, I'm not gonna enjoy Harry Styles. Like, I don't even know any of his music. And then I was with Kai and our buddy Ramez, and I literally knew the lyrics to every fucking song, and I was just like dancing the entire time, and they're like, I thought you didn't know who the fuck Harry Styles was, and I was like, I didn't realize I knew every song, and I am enjoying the fuck. That man put on a performance.
No, that
he
man
turned it out.
He was like, you know what I'm gonna do is tap into Prince and David Bowie, but I'm gonna like tap in.
Yeah,
like not just like turn that raise shit the service. He's like, I'm gonna that was another show where I was like, holy shit, this is one of those things that in 10 years some kid's gonna be looking at the video, or like 20 years some kid's gonna be looking at a video and be like, oh my God, I wish I was there. And I was like, I'm here. Yeah. So yeah, there of course there were moments where I was enjoying myself, but I think in general I also just don't want it to come off as insanely ungrateful. Like obviously I'm very very like satisfied and like grateful for the fact that I got to go. I was given a ticket, like I got to be there. That's awesome. I think like would I go back? Maybe not. Like
yeah,
I just think there were like enough cons of it that I was like this is the best for me. But Harry Styles was so fucking good. I was also like, if you know me, I was a Directioner, like also worst fan name ever. Like I'm sorry, like we have to go back and like talk about that. Directioner, like
it should be Directionals
or Erectioner.
No,
or Erection or Boners.
What was that first one you said? You're trying to jump off of Drew's idea. Yeah, I was trying to like piggyback. Cover.
Erectioners.
No, you said Directioners.
Directionals.
Yeah, that was bad. That was
really bad. What are Sentinels?
Sentinels?
Yeah, isn't that like a character in a movie?
I think it's
like Sentinels, BTS like, has army, bitch. That's the army. Really, that is crazy. Like that's
the beehive. The Bayhive.
Yeah, like. Okay, the Barbs, the Directioners. Like, cool name. Like, but whatever. Nonetheless, I was one. Tatted on my back.
What's Ariana Grande?
Arianators.
I love y'all.
Isn't it the areolas?
We're not criticizing the fan base. We're criticizing Areola the Grimley. Names. Oh, wait, fuck. Literally, Frankie Grande was dancing with Anita. Oh, that guy who looked just like Frankie God. Grande in
that
her dance.
Set, that's
that
what
was
I,
crazy. Okay, so that was good.
We got to Coachella, and I was like, ooh, like, maybe this was a mistake. Because we saw Spiritualize, and I was like, turning up. I was like, having a blast in Spiritualize, like, letting loose. And then we walked out and we were kind of just chilling, eating, and like, then we walked across the field to main stage. Cause that's where we were VIP. Like, of course we were VIP. Like, we had to be VIP. I genuinely thought the camera wasn't recording and I had to check myself before I said it because I know I'm like a fucking liar. Wait, there was someone that I lied to recently. No, there was someone that I lied to and I was like, sorry, like I can't say it, but you know what I'm talking about. When I was being messy as fuck.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I was like, sorry, like, I keep saying. Basically, let me get into this. Basically, I was being super fucking messy with this person. But, yeah, like, not
fully
like.
Fully off the topic.
Not really.
Like, the other topic is gone. Like, long gone.
I walked across the field, saw, what is it, Anita? On the main stage.
You really do sound.
Let's get into this. So I was being messy and then I walked across the main field to the stage.
I was trying to course correct seamlessly, but it
okay,
just...
yeah. We were going back to the VIP section and we saw someone performing.
I need a hit after that.
And we saw Anita performing. Oh my God, I wish I could dance like that. Like, I think I'm somebody who could dance, but like, I cannot. Like, you, yep. I think you would have to like. No, I just don't think I can dance like that. Like, that is fucking crazy. I also honestly, am not built like that. Let me try to shake my ass like that. Oh, embarrassing.
I can't dance like that. I just, like, choose not to.
Why?
I just don't want to embarrass the other girls.
Oh, that's nice. Anyway, we saw that.
Like,
and
a man
that was
being able to
insane.
Shake his ass better than a girl. Embarrassing.
Are you trying to say that's, like, what women should be good at? Because, like,
absolutely.
That's, like... Oh, okay.
That's all
I
care.
I was just making sure.
I love women.
Anyway, but yeah, we like saw her performing and that was fucking insane. Also, Grupo Firme.
Yeah.
That was like so good. That was fucking awesome. Yeah, I loved Caroline Polachek. I loved Spiritualize was like good. Like that was like
that was
because
fun.
It was in that room, I was like standing still watching because I literally was like
in awe.
Like, yeah, I love just like sometimes I am that bitch who just stands because I'm literally like, holy shit, this is a band of like 10 plus people and I just have to give a minute to like stare at every person and like see how they're contributing.
I was like just standing there at one point where I was dancing and I was like, I can literally feel the music like vibrating through the ground to my feet. It's crazy.
Yeah, I felt it in my chest. It felt so good.
I was about to go like actually insane and say some really crazy shit.
What?
But like vibrations, like literal vibrations, they're like everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like genuinely, they're everything.
No, literally. That's like the best part about
like vibrations are literally everything.
Me when my room turns into a barbershop at night, vibrations are everything.
I literally sometimes lay on the floor by your door when you're doing that. And
I wish I could tell the story of me scaring the fuck out of you and Kai.
I mean, you can if you want to.
No, I can't. I can't.
She was basically faking like she was literally using her vibrator. It was like the craziest vibe ever.
They wouldn't leave next. My room is, as you know, the living room. And
they don't know.
My room is what was supposed to be the living room. And what's separating it is a glass door. And then I have like soundproof curtains. But like you can still hear everything in the living room and vice versa. Mm-hmm. So like if I'm trying to do my business, bitches need to leave the living room because you will hear it.
It was 1 a.m. and it was business hours.
Yeah, it was. And I let them know. That's the funny thing is they had just come back from the Blade concert. And I was like, the thing
we
is.
We just smelled like shit and piss.
Yeah, and I was
we
like.
We walked in stinking like
and
ass.
And I went to the shower.
Like ass, and we were watching like SpongeBob Theory videos.
SpongeBob Theory videos.
And
then
I heard them being like, no, you're definitely.
Moments.
I heard them being like, you're definitely Squidward. And I was like, no, they need to go. I was like, no, and now they need to go. Because they're seriously out there naming each other as SpongeBob characters. And I had told them before I got my room, I was like, listen, I am trying to commit an act of self-care. Mm. You either leave Or I continue. And I told y'all that. Like, I think you were in the shower when that was happening. But I told Jester and Kai that nobody heeded my warning. So I'm sitting in my room and it's been 30 minutes of me listening to these bitches talk about fucking SpongeBob.
And laughing our asses off.
And I literally and then I texted them and I was like, hey, can you guys keep it down? Thinking that would get them to fucking leave. Not a single person left. So
I didn't see my text until after and I was horrified.
Oh, so then I went to like girl moaning on Spotify and I connected it to my HomePod, which is right next to that door. And I started playing like moaning sounds, like kind of low and then like starting and stopping it. And like they started to like hear it. So I heard them like kind of silence more down.
It was literally traumatizing.
And then I was like, I'm literally going to start like moving around on the bed to make it sound like there's like friction happening on my bed. And like, things are happening in my room. And I just kept doing that. And then I like put the vibrator on my cabinet next to the door, which I don't think that added anything to it. But like, I literally was just like making a commotion in my room. And all I heard was Drew like get up and he was like,
I was like, absolutely not. I was like, I know this isn't happening right now. Absolutely not. And
we were sitting on the couch and then
also
we were like,
Jester had left. Like I still haven't spoken to Jester about
before they left. We were like sitting on the couch. And we were like, oh, this is like a joke, whatever.
Yeah.
Let's just keep watching these SpongeBob videos. And then it got louder and the energy shifted. We were like, I actually don't know if this is a joke. And I've never seen someone, Jester stood up and like just walked out of the apartment.
Yeah.
I still haven't told them that I was trolling.
So fast. They left. I've never seen someone leave this house quicker. And when they left, me and Kai stuck on the couch. We stuck around and we were like, we want to hear what's going down in there. Like, of course.
Because we were like, we're skeptical, but I don't know. I remember like my heart was like racing.
Yeah, no, I was so embarrassed. No. I was like embarrassed. I was like, oh. Like, no, please don't do this right now. And you're please. And then it got really loud and I was like, it was like actually genuinely impossible to distinguish like reality from like jokes. And I was like, oh my God. Like, this is real. And, like, fight or flight kicked in, and I ran away, and me and Kai ran away.
We literally just ran physically as far as we could in the apartment. Yeah.
Not before being like, oh, hell no. Like, yeah. Drew just got so mad.
I was like, absolutely not. Fucking hell no.
Oh, yeah, because he said that, but I didn't stop. Like, I didn't stop, like, the noises, because I was like, if I stop and start laughing, they'll know. So I just, like, kept it going. Oh, because, no, you were like, are you serious? Like, that's what you said at first. And then I stopped it for a second. And then a second passed and I was like, I'm going to like keep it playing. And then I kept it playing. And then Drew was like, hell no. And like went to walk across the house. And then I came out and I was cracking up. And I was like, I literally just got the fuck out of you guys.
I wish you could have felt like the fear, anxiety.
I feel bad because I don't want anybody to be like, that's actually so fucked up to do.
No, it was actually fucking hilarious. It was like the funniest thing that's like happened to me in a very long time. Like I was dying. I was dying.
The thing is, I told y'all to fucking leave. Yeah. But I will say, the second y'all left, business was had. A business meeting was adjourned. God. The Zoom links were sent out. Business was in
the session. The legs were straight. The toes curled. Stiff as a board. Light as a feather. Stiff as a board.
Like, it's going down. And it did go down.
Timber.
But yeah, that was a little prank I played on my... on my friends. I literally still haven't told Jester. Like, I probably should, because Jester is probably just out there, like, with the thought that they've heard me, like, beating my wing.
Beating your wing? Wingbot.
But, yeah, that was my story. I was going to say something really important. I forgot, like, right after this.
My important thing that I've been wanting to say is technology can smell fear.
Oh, yeah. Why? I agree.
It literally can smell fear. Like, I genuinely believe that. Like, when there's, like, a moment when you really need something to work, like, you need your computer to work, you need your... especially printer. If you need your printer to work, and, like...
when you have to print your essay in the morning before no, school.
No, dead ass. Dead ass. Technology can actually smell fear. Bitch, where's my treat? Waiting for a treat. I'm waiting for a treat.
Bro, looking for a treat.
Me, the entire Coachella, looking for Molly that I wasn't going to take.
No, you at the museum harassing that poor fucking worker being like, can I get a treat? Like, they were giving out free cookies and tea, and Drew was like, yeah, I want a treat.
You make it sound like it's intentional. Like, none of it's intentional ever. I'm just a fucking monster on accident. Oh, I'm getting sexy again.
Sorry. Sorry. We need to start the rumor that I am a nepotism baby.
Yeah.
Like, we need to start the rumor that, like, I come from crazy
money. That rumor is literally started about me.
Really?
And in the YouTube comments. The new comment is Kaizen industry plant.
I don't even fully understand.
Like, I know what an industry
plant is. Because you literally popped up out of nowhere.
You popped up out of nowhere. How are you in our life?
Yeah.
But actually, now I have questions. How the fuck did you get here? Sneaky you're a fucking bastard child. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Kai is here because we love him.
Yes. Period. Also, my dad owns YouTube.
Don't fucking tell them.
Oh, shit.
This is supposed to be about me.
Mm. Kai's dad built
the algorithm for YouTube. I'm the nepotism baby.
Okay. We need to shift this theory onto you.
Yeah. So we should start that. I need, like, you know the edits, like, people make of nepotism babies? And it's like, if I was, like, born again, I would want to be born as, like, this. And it's nepotism babies.
Yeah.
Start adding me into those edits. Mm. And then just, like, people will be like, I'm confused. But the thing is, I feel like people will look at my last name and be like, now you're just lying. Now you're just lying.
It's true.
But let's start that rumor.
Wait, you know what we should start for me? Like, the rumor?
What?
That I'm a nepotism baby.
Wait, that's a good idea.
I'm thinking we should start that.
Start the rumor that you're probably going to get jumped in the next 3 days when you're least expecting it by a group of strangers who you've never seen before. And then you're going to come to me and be like, oh my God, I was jumped. And I'm going to be like, oh my God, what the fuck, by who? And you're going to be like, I have no idea. They were all wearing masks. And then you're going to see that I wire somebody $3,000.
Oh my
God.
$3,000?
Yeah.
For all that?
Well, it's a group of like 8 people. It's really brutal. No,
I mean, I'm saying that's like Drew a really good hospital. Rate for all of that effort.
Yeah. I mean, I have connections.
She has deals.
Damn.
She has deals.
Honestly,
fair. Y'all ever heard of Coachella VIP? Have y'all heard of that? I'm selling my VIP bracelet for weekend 2. It won't get you into the festival, so you have to have general admission, but if you use this,
I think they changed the colors, Drew.
I think my favorite part of Coachella was like we would all be out there and I'd be like, I'm just gonna pop into the artist section really quick.
I forgot you were there. That's the funny thing is. Kai had fucking... funny is I forgot he was there. You were there?
I was there. We like,
oh my God, yeah.
That was the most annoying thing ever was Kai had better wristbands than us somehow. He is an industry plant. No one's talking about it.
It's because he's a slut.
No.
Take that. Kai gets thrown around.
Hella ran through vibes.
Whoa, oh my God.
Oh, I need to show them this.
You don't, though.
Star Wars people Coca-Cola. Listening on Spotify are just like, what the
fuck? Star Wars Coca-Cola bottle for those listening on Spotify. It's a sphere. I love me a good
I'm gonna
sphere.
Enter my Disney adult era.
Oh yeah, abso-fucking-lutely.
Like it's fine. It is so expensive though. That is an expensive, like, bitch, I used to make fun of Disney adults. Oh, you bitches have money though. That's one thing I can't make fun of is like you have the money. And you have the time.
Yeah, I'm jealous of Disney adults. I'm like, y'all are so fucking happy.
They had such nice bathrooms in the artist area. It's like super clean. And
is there a way to unplug his fucking mic?
No, it's fine. I'll stop mentioning it.
Kai, what's funny is you forget you are replaceable. be gone in an instant.
Kai would be like genuinely like being like, no, like come with me, like we can go over here, like come to this section at the 100 Gex performance. And I went over there and I literally couldn't get in, and it was the most humiliating moment of my life. For once Kai had power over me.
Yep.
And the craziest thing is he did not abuse that power.
Nope, not once.
If I had that, I would.
I know you'd be dangling your thing, like walking in and out of the artist area.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, you want back? Come on, come on. Oh, you don't have this pass. Like, sorry. You want me to go with you? I'm going to chill back here.
Yeah. I was so nice and chill. The whole time, yeah.
Again, I don't even remember you being there. Like, you just blend.
I have photos of us hanging out.
You blend. Babe, you blend.
Wait.
That's the thing about Kai, he'll blend.
No way.
What?
The Kardashians.
Oh, big fan. Big fan. Big fans here. Yes. Big fans here.
I love the Kardashians. The first episode of the new season, I was fully enthralled.
Is it the new show?
Yeah.
I was good. So into
it. I
want
to watch it so bad.
It was so fucking good. I like, without spoiling anything for those who haven't watched it, literally just like actual moguls. Like, it's actually inspiring at some points where I'm like, oh, damn, I want to be y'all. Like, y'all are so good at what you do. Y'all all have, like, your own businesses. Like, y'all have it all. Like, it feels like y'all have it figured out, even though, like, I know they don't. But, like, I'm just like, I love the Kardashians. And Kim, Kardashian, that's my girl. Yeah, that's my bias.
That is my
for
girl.
For sure, that's my bias.
I think my bias is her or Courtney, or honestly,
Courtney's funny.
Yeah, I love Courtney.
She's hilarious.
Like, maybe even Chloe. Like, I think Chloe gets like a lot of like hate, but like,
no. Chloe's hilarious.
Chloe is funny.
When she was talking about her vagina being huge, I was like, see,
that's me.
I love
that's
you.
The recognition we need.
Yeah,
big fat coochies.
I was like, I love you for that.
But yeah, I never watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians, so this is my first introduction. It was again freaking me out because I was like, oh my god, these like. Of course, I know they're real people, but like I've said it before in an episode, like I know Kylie Jenner is real, but if I saw her in real life, I would just be like, damn, that's a crazy hologram. Like I would be like, that is so crazy that like 3D render is running around
they
right now.
They reanimated her. I love when Josiah says we need to reanimate Michael Jackson. Like that's the funniest thing. I like reanimating someone is so like such a hilarious idea to me. Like literally the funniest
thing.
No,
actually, why haven't they done like the Michael Jackson hologram at Coachella? Because that, oh, I'd go back. I would go back for the delusion of seeing Michael Jackson live.
Girl,
I would go back.
He's like not a good person.
I never watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians, so this is my first introduction to them, and yeah, I can say they make good fucking TV. Their producers literally like so good. Like they make a good show, and that's it. That's all I have to give to the world. Don't ask me. We need to figure something out about, like, shaving your butthole. We got to figure something out. Like,
what?
Why are we this far in our... I guess because technically, as a human, you shouldn't be shaving your fucking asshole. But, like...
I love
an itchy,
body
an
hair.
Itchy we butt do. Is a small price to pay for being the sexiest person on earth.
We figured it out. It's late.
Laser?
Just laser it.
Yeah, here I go getting my one hole lasered.
Well,
your one hole.
I think...
Yeah, just the back
I
hole.
I love hair. Body hair.
I want to get my ass lasered.
Genuinely?
So yes.
Why? I love my hairy ass.
Really?
Genuinely. It's like one of my best features.
I have a bad relationship with the hair on
ass. I don't believe in being hairless, but like, no. I'm just like, I don't know that. I guess I don't know that I care about my butthole. But the fact that it is seen is very, that's a daunting reality to me. Like,
it looks back. Your butthole looks back.
Yeah, like literally, like she is my butthole is seeing things that I will never see. So maybe I should be grateful for her. She is literally seeing things I will never see.
Damn.
Think about that.
Damn.
Wow. That's really deep.
Like, I will never have my face that deep into a toilet.
Oh my God.
She has. She has been in there.
I'm going to give you a swirly.
Okay.
Teach you a lesson. I'm a bully.
Have you been beat up before?
No, but I've been called slurs before.
No, not the same. You gotta get beat up, girl. We gotta get you a good beating. We gotta get you beat up.
I think I play with it in my head sometimes where I'm like, would I be a better person if I actually got my ass
No,
beat?
Because you would never shut the fuck up
no,
about
it.
You would be
me,
like the
it
worst
would actually
person ever.
Make me worse. Like, yeah, it would make me worse. I would hop on this
your
podcast.
Your victim complex would literally skyrocket. You'd be like, oh my God, I've experienced death brutality. Like,
I would hop on this podcast and not shut up about it. It would become like a part of my personality. Like, genuinely.
Yeah, so I eradicate the thing I said. Eradicate. We need some eradicating. Mm-hmm. Eradicate James Charles. Oh my God.
Oh God. Oh my God. BBL.
I know.
BBL.
Eradicate James Charles BBL. Eradicate it. Take it away.
What else on the docket today? Oh, bitch. My Coachella fits. Why is no one talking about that?
Why is no one talking about the fact that I dressed you for Coachella?
Why every time that you talk that my body, it freezes and it like hurts me.
Every time Kai... My joints
hurt. Your body gets all hard and stiff when I talk to you. Like,
ow! Oh. Holy shit. Holy shit. No, Kai, my Coachella outfits were a serve.
Anya was about to body me and you cut her off. I don't know what she was going to say.
I don't even know what I was going to say. You know what's so fucked up is when I say mean things to you, I black out.
You went into like full intuition mode.
It's like in my blood. It's like in my coding. You, like I turned to you.
Your eyebrow was like arched in a certain way. You were going to fucking destroy me.
It's the same part of my brain that turns on when I play Fortnite. It's like that's the part that like attacks you. Look at that big ass moth on the window behind you, Kai.
Oh, shit.
I literally hate moths. I love.
They are so
the nasty gray ones are disgusting. There's really that cute one is big, so, fluffy moths. Yeah, the moths. Big
fluffy ones.
The pink ones serve the house. Like the green ones serve the house. But like the gray stinky fucking moths that like when you touch, they like leave their powder everywhere. It's like... Like, actually, you need to die.
There was rotten lemons on the top of the fridge. And when I picked it up, like, a bunch of, like, powder mold followed. And I threw it into the trash can and a plume of mold went into my nose. So I probably will die in the next 2 days.
That's, like, probably penicillin.
Yeah, it's going to kill me.
Penicillin's good.
That sounds like something that's probably going to kill me.
You OD'd on penicillin?
I OD'd on penis fillin.
Damn. That ate.
I know.
That actually ate. Holy shit.
Kai, what was that? Like, literally, what was that? Like, your job is to sit and listen. And look at you.
My Coachella fits. Come on, like, compliment me. Damn, I've been begging for this compliment for 30 minutes. My first fit, I wore flashing on screen.
You were styled. Oh.
I was not styled. I picked out the clothes by myself.
No, you didn't.
Kai, I sent you there, and I said, pick out this and this.
No. I sourced the clothes.
Kai,
saying he was styled by you. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, you were styled.
No, I was not.
The second day I was styled. The second day I was styled by Skylar.
See, not shocking of a white man trying to take some fucking
and I
credit.
Wore a literal muumuu. I wore a muumuu day two. And I frolicked around in those fields in that muumuu.
And it was
insert
fun.
The video.
This is why we have to kill toxic masculinity.
Exactly. I felt like Harry Styles running through those fields.
Okay, take it back. Run it back. Cut that. Don't ever say that about yourself ever again.
I literally sometimes I just feel like I look like Harry Styles. Like, I give Harry Styles, like, I'm sexy.
Yeah,
sexy.
You give Harry Styles nightmares, motherfucker.
Oh, my God. No, I, like, am sexy. I'm, like, charismatic. I'm fun. I frolic around on stage. I sing my little songs and do my little dances. Come on, Coachella. 16 more minutes of dancing.
It was 12. It was 12 more
minutes. He said 16.
He said 12. I know one of you freaks fucking knows. He said 12.
Watch. He said 16 and maybe he said 12. Sometimes, come on, give me your hands. This is a serious moment. Come on. Come on. We can both be right.
How would we both be right when he said that sentence once?
Because he said it twice. He said 16 and 12. This is something I have to learn about myself too, that I can be wrong sometimes, but I can also be right with you together. We can be wrong together.
Are you looking it up, Kai?
Yeah.
No, you're just using your phone while you're doing your job.
No.
Come on, Coachella. Because he said, we have 16 minutes of dancing. And I was like, oh, he only has 16 minutes left in his set?
He said, it's an 80-minute set. And then he said, we have 12 more minutes of dancing.
I will shave my ass if I'm wrong.
That does nothing for my life.
But it does so much for me.
Oh, it's 12 minutes.
Kai, you just want me to have a hairless ass. You just want me to have a hairless ass so
I'm
you can look at it.
Doing my job, I'm looking it up, and it says 12 minutes was said by Harry Styles at Coachella.
Where would it say that? Like, why would that be in writing? It's like more of like a video.
It is. And you guys are like, let me see. Fucking dumb let when I prove that what I said is true. Okay?
Show me.
Elsewhere, Harry was his typical playful self. We've got 12 minutes, ... he said about 40 minutes into his set as the ground began to moan in protest. Of dancing, he continued. I may be quick at some things, but this is not one of them.
He said 16 minutes before that.
No.
Swear, at the very beginning of that,
Every minute, he would make a new announcement of the amount of dancing that had to be done.
God, I can't be wrong. I've never been wrong. Never
it's been funny wrong. How 2 minutes ago you were saying that you can't be wrong.
Okay, so I'm
right. Women are always right. Men are fucking stupid. They're so useless. They should silence themselves.
I've never felt this feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. Swallow it. Because I know you can. Because I know you do. Slut.
Slut.
Ah. Whore. Slut. You're going to hell. You need some self-respect. Are you good now?
I'm good.
Yeah. You just needed a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
I was trying to think of like, oh, like this is what blank feels like.
like that's not something you needed to express. Like, what were you trying to? Anything else?
Nope. Literally no. Who said? No.
Oh my god.
Should we go back to me being messy?
I mean, if you want to expose your ways.
Okay.
You don't have to say names. You were talking to a friend.
Basically, someone posted on their story an attractive photo. And I was like, and you watch this. And I typed out in this message bar.
Drew contemplated doing this for way too long.
Like, literally a week.
So it wasn't watch this. It was like, and yeah, I'm going to do this. And I was like, you should. And then he was like, okay, yeah. When I get home, you have to do it for me. And then a week passed and he finally did it.
And then I like typed out, and yeah, I want them so bad. And then I sent it to the person because I was like, I don't know what that does for me other than like make me look stupid and a liar. But then this person got back to me and I was like, sorry. They were like, oh, I just thought you were being messy. And I was like, yeah. No. At first I was like, no, I actually did that on accident. Like, I'm so embarrassed. And then like the very next message, like 30 seconds passed. And I was like, actually, I don't know why I just lied. Like, I'm literally a liar. Like, I'm pretty sure that's very apparent. Like, I'm sorry. And I'm a psychopath. And yeah, that's my life.
That's the story.
Mm-hmm. Holy shit. Is it hot in here? It's like really hot, right?
Ew, Drew, fix your pants. It looks like you have a little fucking boner.
I'm pitching a tent.
What? You didn't see it, but it literally, ew. I love,
Exactly.
And exactly that.
Girl, let's move on. Let's move on. It's crazy how that does not faze me anymore.
Fade you?
Oh my fucking god. One time my brothers literally forced me to get high when I was 12 years old. They blew weed smoke into my vicinity, which I always thought like you couldn't get high from secondhand smoke.
But I think maybe you fully can. I believe you can.
But I was like, I'm 12, I don't want to smoke. And they just blew it in my face. And that's the reason I am who I am now. And now one of them's dead.
Okay. Yeah. You did have to run it back like that.
You just had to let them know.
I almost just said something that like would have been so undeniably tracked back to one specific person. But you know, I kept my mouth shut because I'm a really good person.
I need to know what this is about. Wait, say it again?
That would have been like, that's not stirring the pot. That's like putting a fucking like cake mixer into a bowl of soup.
That is like literally setting a bomb off.
Yeah, detrimental.
That's crazy.
That is like nuke attire.
Yeah, actually.
See how good of a category, person I am though?
Category is nuke attire.
The thing about Apocalypse. James Charles is...
Oh my God. What's the thing?
Like, we're gonna rate Coachella fits on Patreon, so I'm literally gonna repeat this joke anyway. But like, one thing you could take from James Charles' outfit picks is we should send him to war because he is brave.
Yeah,
he is. That man is courageous.
That man is.
He's got the eye of the tiger, like for real.
I'll give them a little taste of my opinions on James Charles' Coachella fits. Day one, I did not hate. I'll be honest. And that's all I'll say. But when he had the jeans on, or the pants on.
Yeah, the whole fit was...
kind of scary.
Yeah.
Okay, let's hop into the media.
Describing someone's fit is scary. Also, with what you wore. Like, you wearing the movie, like, that fit was
no
scary.
Right. Absolutely zero right to
the
say
the thing
anything.
About him is, like, he's going to have the girls talking. We are absolutely doing that. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Shame on us.
All right. And you do yours because I literally have no idea what I'm going to say. Maybe I'll just pick something real quick. Nope. I already said all that. Fuck. I'm panicking.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Oh, God. Okay, I'm just going to hit shuffle three times.
My songs are Baby Father, or Bubble by Baby Father, Easy Lover by Piero Piccioni. I don't know how the fuck to say that. That's like an Italian name. Aguas de Marco. I think I said that already. And then my baby, Janet Jackson. Janet Jackson.
This is so embarrassing.
Also, I have still been listening to that Big Thief album.
This is so embarrassing.
What?
A Beatles song came up in my shuffle.
That's really fucked up. That is so nasty.
I'm not even giving them the platform.
No, that's embarrassing. That is embarrassing. I was going to make this joke on TikTok, but because it's like, it like literally all my comments would be flooded with like annoying people. But you know the audio that's like, this is my song. Damn. Like, this is my jam. I was going to do that and be like me when I was like 18 trying to get like random white guys to like me back when they played the Beatles. And it was like, this is my song.
Damn.
Like me literally lying. Like, that is not my song.
This is like a fun little game. All right, let's start. You'll watch, so I'm telling the truth.
Okay, the first song is...
Hope We Never Surface, Two Lone Swordsmen. The Big Dream, David Lynch. Oh my God, I'm so esoteric.
Controlla, Drake.
Mary, Big Thief. I'm literally so esoteric, it's crazy. Fruit of Dreams, Les
Because
Baxter.
I said Big Thief, you just had to say Big Thief. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
Windows, Daniel Lopatin.
Okay, that's good.
Bam! Let me have my platform.
And I think that's it. The media we watched. Stuff. Oh, I've been back to watching Insane Murder.
Yeah.
Murder. I love a good murder story. I'm sorry. I'm just human.
No, I love a good tragedy.
Yeah.
Like, I used to be desensitized. Man. I used to be desensitized to, like, desensitized to, like, really gnarly tragedies. And then, like, I just watched, like, three beheadings on fucking goreshit.com when I was, like, 14. And now I'm fully back to being disgusted and scared and sad by that shit. So I've come full circle. You can get out of it, too, if you're trapped.
Love Without Tragedy... / Mother Mary by Rihanna. If you know, you know. And if you don't know, sorry, you're a fucking loser and you're probably going to go to hell and you have no friends.
Damn. I didn't know.
It's not that shocking, Kai. Yeah. Come on.
Okay.
All right. Thank you guys for watching.
Do your little scream that you were doing.
No, it's like, I can't.
You have to.
It's like my fake laugh. I don't even know if I can do it. We're so annoying. We literally have like...
We laugh at sounds we make. Girl, me, us walking back to the car, and I was like... I made that one sound and I was like, I just made a new sound. I just made a new sound. And I literally could not stop doing it ever since I did it.
And you didn't do it as good as you did the first time. We've reverted so far back. We literally love going in public and like talking to each other. And then I'll like, one of us will do a fake laugh and be like, argh! Like
school laugh. If I open this, right?
Do not. That's a relic. That'll be worth money.
That's a relic, but they sell this. Like 8 million of those a year.
That'll be worth money one day, trust me.
You are delusional.
Girl, like, I'll sign it right now and it'll sell for triple the value.
Yeah, $16. Yep,
exactly. Who wants a signed Star Wars sphere Pepsi?
Dude, inflation is going to outpace you flipping this.
What does that mean?
Like, inflation's going to go up
faster. Oh, I thought you said fiction.
No.
Okay, bye guys.
Damn.
That's a shit. That's a big fucking stinky poopy. That's
me taking the biggest shit of my life today and having to announce it. It literally hurt. I was bottoming.
I was so scared of going in the bathroom.
I know, you were like, did you put the drops in the toilet?
Did you say like you were bottoming?
It literally did. And the craziest thing is I was sitting in my chair, like, just kind of chilling, and I felt, like, this sensation. I was like, what am I feeling right now? Like, literally, what is... I felt this before, but I don't know what it is. And it was literally my prostate being pressed.
Sorry, my little Kaz.
It was... My shit was hitting my prostate.
Okay, bye.